gay rights campaigners were celebrating yesterday after the law introducing same-sex marriages in England and Wales cleared its final hurdle. The legislation was granted royal assent by the Queen yesterday, with the first gay and lesbian wedding ceremonies expected by summer next year. Gay marriage still will not be allowed, though, here in Northern Ireland. It's been voted down by the Assembly more than once. It's expected the legal differences between here and across the water will be tested in court. So what do you think of the fact that the law's changed in England? It's got royal assent from the Queen, but banned here in Northern Ireland. Journalist and commentator Patrick Strudwick. Hello, Patrick.
Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Patrick. And Peter Linus from the Evangelical Alliance.
Good morning,
morning, Peter. You lot have been campaigning against gay marriage, both here and across the water.
That's true.
You said yesterday, yes. Patrick, that on Twitter, you said yesterday you were shedding a few tears. Why?
Because it's a really profound moment, actually, for gay people in England and Wales. You know, I wrote a column today in the iNewspaper about the fact that when I came out in 1991, I was 14. And at that age, I couldn't get married. I couldn't legally have sex till I was 21. I could be fired from my job. Anyone could discriminate against me with no legal recourse. The law did not protect me. There was no equality. I was deemed not even a second-class citizen, a third-class citizen. And for a 14-year-old to understand how society views them in that way is incredibly damaging. And of course, in my lifetime, in those last 22 years, we've seen a whole range of measures that have finally come into place to offer protection, to offer equality, to say to the country, to say to England and Wales, that is, gay people, bisexual people are just as good and just as valuable as straight people. They deserve equal protection. And that is what we have now in England and Wales.
What do you say to the Northern Ireland Assembly that they voted it down here?
Well, I say think. I'd ask them to think about the message it sends out to everyone in Northern Ireland, not just gay people. But I would also like them to think about young kids growing up in Northern Ireland, thinking about how they are viewed by their own country. And what I think will happen, because it's already been happening for decades, is young gay people will leave because they know that Northern Ireland is not a sufficiently tolerant place. And the people that will leave will be the people that have the means to leave, i.e. people with talent, with skills, with education, with abilities. You are basically sparking a brain drain in Northern
okay.
Ireland.
Peter?
by pushing people out by saying you're not welcome, you're second-class citizens. Well,
this is something Patrick's has a sort of habit of doing, is coming on and talking Northern Ireland down and saying we're very backward and people are going to leave, and it's simply not the case. The marriage issue is something quite distinct. Equality is not the issue here. Civil partnerships are in place here, and the idea that people will leave on that basis doesn't seem to make sense to me. What we have seen, though, is a redefinition of marriage in England. It's now become a much more fluid, gender-neutral institution. The Archbishop of Canterbury, I think, got it right when he said it's been abolished, redefined and recreated, being different and unequal for different categories. And, of course, it doesn't actually grant equality. It does continue to have differences between the different ways of being married, because they are actually different. It's not possible to bring about full equality because you're talking about two different things, and the legislators weren't able to do it. But the idea of going down Northern Ireland saying we're an intolerant place doesn't make any sense. There are 10 or 14 countries in the world that have legalised same-sex marriage. There are about 170 that haven't. We sit squarely with the majority of the world at the minute in Northern Ireland, and that's something we should be very content
okay.
to do.
Go on, Patrick.
But we also recognise gay rights.
Well, inequality and discrimination is what does a country down. You know, laws that do not equally protect people, that is what does a country down. That is what damages the image of a country abroad. And this idea that civil partnerships are separate but equal to marriage is exactly the same argument that was used to justify racial segregation in America before the 1960s.
Patrick raised the racial every time. What is the key difference, Patrick, between civil partnerships and same-sex marriage? What's the key difference?
Well, there are lots of legal differences. I mean, first of all, you have the word, and of course, everyone knows that language is important. And there are lots of differences in terms of what it technically means and actually means in people's lives. For example, in Northern Ireland, the civil partnership does not allow you to adopt children.
The main one is that you can't fit as a lord. That's the main difference that's being talked about at the minute.
There are lots of legal differences between civil partnership and marriage. If you believe that everyone deserves to be treated equally under the law, then everyone should have the same rights and the same opportunities. And by denying that to a particular group, you are telling the rest of the world that you are a regressive country.
So Patrick again comes on and says Northern Ireland's regressive. When Webb Ellis picked up the ball on the fields of rugby playing field, we didn't redefine football. We didn't rename it and rebrand it.
Marriage has been redefined dozens of times, as well you know. Marriage was redefined by Henry VIII. Marriage was redefined 20 years ago when it was decreed that it could no longer be allowed to allow husbands to rape their wives. It has been redefined several times. You just don't like this redefinition, as you call it, because actually you harbour homophobic tendencies. That's what's really going on here. You just don't think that gay people are good enough.
Somebody being a homophobe, and that's one of the problems Patrick has. If he's losing the argument,
you think I don't deserve the same rights as you? How is that not homophobic?
You see, so homophobic, what does that mean? Are you heterophobic, Patrick? You know, it's a silly argument to make. You start shouting, you're homophobic, you're racist.
Explain how it's not homophobic to deny someone the same rights as straight people. In the same way, if you think that black people don't deserve the same rights as white people, you are
racist. Well, let's let him respond to you, Patrick.
Okay, so Patrick's been campaigning for equality. He said it's about two consenting adults who love each other. So he will presumably be very actively campaigning to allow 2, 3, and 4 people to be married, to allow 2 brothers to be married.
That's ridiculous. That's preposterous. I've never said that.
Again, Stephen, I'm trying to respond on his own terms and in his own interest. Patrick's only ever interested in that. And when he starts losing, he starts calling me a homophobe.
Okay, listen, Patrick and Peter, thank you very much indeed.